the City of Eureka and Dishkama Humboldt Community Land Trust, an initiative of the Wiat Tribe, are inviting the public to a community meeting tomorrow evening to learn more about two proposed affordable housing developments in the city. The meeting takes place Wednesday, March 26th at 5:30 in the Eureka City Hall Chambers. A Zoom option will also be available for those participating remotely. For more on the project and tomorrow's meeting, we spoke with a Eureka City official.
I am Kristen Kenyon. I'm the Development Services Director for the City of Eureka. And our department is helping with getting affordable housing developed on some city-owned properties in Eureka. It has been in the plans for a long time. We updated our housing element, which is our long-range plan for housing, in 2019. And at that time, we identified certain parcels to put up, city-owned parcels to put up for sale or leased for affordable housing developers to develop to meet our regional housing needs allocation. We have a certain number of housing units we're supposed to build in this housing element cycle between 2019 and August of 2027. And because the city's so built out, we really struggled to identify enough vacant sites that were suitable for all the different income levels. So that's why we added this program to our housing element to put up some city-owned property. And the two sites that the WIAT are going to be developing, they've been in our housing element since 2019.
Dishkama Humboldt was selected by the Eureka City Council in 2023 to lead development of affordable housing on two city-owned parking lots, one at 6th and L Streets and the other at 5th and D Streets. The 5th and D site will feature 41 units for multi-generational households and young families, including an on-site daycare and design elements inspired by traditional Wiat village structures. The 6th and L project will provide 52 units designed for independent elders, featuring community gathering spaces and a dedicated garage. These projects aim to address urgent housing needs while honoring local tribal heritage. However, the housing project was briefly delayed due to a controversial ballot measure during the last election cycle. Measure F, a citizen-led initiative to amend the City of Eureka's general plan as it relates to city-owned parking lots.
Yes, yeah, because Measure F would have required them to retain all the existing parking plus add parking for the residences, and that would have just required, it would have been cost prohibitive for their development to have such a giant parking structure under their development. So the fact that that got voted down definitely makes the path forward much clearer.
She explained that the city is excited to work with the Wiat tribe, whose ancestral lands encompass what is now Eureka.
The fact that the tribe is building this land trust is so awesome. And our vision is really, you know, we would love to see them owning, becoming a big landowner in Eureka, and really just blossoming with housing developments. The Wiat proposed a really awesome project. There's the site next to City Hall is going to be for seniors. And so it's got more studios. And then the other site, 5th and D, is going to be for families. And the family site, they're proposing a daycare at on the first floor, which is awesome. And that site also has views of Humboldt Bay from the upper floor, so that'll be really lovely for the people that live there. And then the senior housing site right next to City Hall, that's going to be a great location. We have a bus stop right outside of City Hall that's going to get improved, actually with money that we got from the Link Housing project, which is another city property up for affordable housing project that's actually going to start construction this year.
A public meeting is taking place tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. at the Eureka City Hall Council Chambers to discuss this project and other affordable housing developments.
Everybody's invited. Anybody who's interested is welcome to come. Bring questions, and it's at 5:30 in council chambers on the second floor of City Hall. And it's also going to be people will be able to participate remotely via Zoom. And you can find the info for that on the city's website. And the city, the Wiat tribe, and their consultant will all be there, and will be presenting and giving more details on the project.
For more information or to register for the virtual meeting, you can visit talk.eurekaca.gov or contact the Eureka Development Services Department at 707-441-4160. You can also find a link to the meeting at cayman.org, where we've posted a map of the proposed Dishkuma Humboldt Community Land Trust housing projects.